You know, we spent the last couple of days talking about, and I just brought it up in the first segment, do you think what we saw on Sunday has legs, like it's real? Like, you believe that they can repeat what they were able to do. Then you kind of dive a little bit deeper into the quarterback conversation, and I think there's two things that have really stuck out to me over the last 2 days, okay? One, can Jameis Winston be the long-term quarterback here beyond this year? And could you see a future with him at quarterback? I still think it's too early to say that, but could he be? The other thing that always catches my ear, Jeff, is the conviction I hear from people saying that they think Deshaun Watson will never take another snap for the Browns. The conviction that he's done here. He's never playing here again. And I hear that, and I'm like,
do you have that?
No, I'm nowhere near that.
I don't have that either because
I look at the big picture on this stuff, that it's not just, you know, folks, he's done. He'll never, ever, ever take another snap here. I've heard that on the air. And it's not like I hear, you know, people in the media saying that. And then I also hear people on the other, like fans calling in and go, I heard one this morning as I was driving in. But over the last 2 days, I've heard it constantly. Deshaun Watson is done here with conviction. And I just,
yeah, but guess what?
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, they're not making the decisions.
Right. It's almost like I listen to some of the callers say it too, and I'm like, okay, if it was your team, he wouldn't be the quarterback, and you would figure out a way to eat the salaries and say, hey, thanks, but no thanks down the road. But it just doesn't work that way. It sounds great on your fantasy team. Oh, I'm done with him. I'm never picking him up again. That's not reality. It's not. And I even heard the promo of something I said yesterday, just saying that money rules the world, and it does. And that's why I don't think
you
can
say
rule
that?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And they turned that into a promo?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
As I was listening to it, because I sounded too soft-spoken when I said it. I was like, wow, what are you trying to sell there?
Hi, I'm Andy Baskin, and I'm deep.
Yeah, much deeper than
this. Money rules the world.
It does. But it comes back to the reason why I think we'll see Deshaun Watson again down the road. You can't walk away from it.
I'm not going to say that. I don't know that we will, but I also
you don't know that you won't though.
Yeah, I'm Switzerland on this one.
Dan, can you say with conviction we'll never see Deshaun Watson in a Browns? You know, not I don't know if we'll see him in a Browns uniform. Never take another snap for the Browns again.
No, you can't say it with conviction because. They owe him
92 million reasons.
Yeah, they have 90. You're right, Jeff. They got 92 million reasons. Now, in a perfect world where the number one goal is to win football games, yeah, you'll never see him in a Browns uniform again. But we don't live in a perfect world where the number one goal is to win football games. If we did, I don't think you would have seen Deshaun Watson through the first two games of this season. We don't live in that world. They paid the cash. Now you got to see if there's anything here to get any semblance of return on investment.
And when you hear people say he'll never take another snap, I've heard it so many times over the last couple days, and I'm just like, I'm listening. I hear what you're saying. I can hear your conviction, and your conviction is like, I hear it with so much passion that I start to think, man, maybe could they be right? Could that be? I don't think it's true. But it's not only callers. I've heard media people say it too. And I'm like, wow, that's not thinking from the real world. I think
let's lay it out though.
Okay,
the folks who are saying it are thinking that there is going to be a better alternative here. Is Jameis Winston that better alternative? Because let's be honest about
Jeff.
This.
He was two plays away from having a nightmare.
Oh,
that game on Sunday.
Even
the way he threw the ball.
Even if Hamilton had caught that interception, okay, even if he had caught that, it still would have been a better performance at quarterback than anything we would have seen this year.
True.
So true. Let's just keep that in mind. Here's the one thing with Jameis. And I thought he looked good the other day. I enjoyed watching him play. I enjoyed watching a passing offense that really worked. I thought he did a great job. If he goes out and plays that way the rest of the year, can the Browns afford him? Can the Browns afford him in a new contract if they even want to keep him? if he goes out and plays this way.
Well, let's talk to our general manager.
Because he'll end up getting a contract from somebody else, Andy. He'll make $20 to $25 million. I mean, that's half the going rate for good quarterbacks these days. I mean, Dak Prescott just got 60.
How much could they afford, Dan, to do that? He's our cap guru guy.
And oh, by the God, way, I would find someone far more qualified.
That Dan's degree in communications certainly qualifies him for that.
Hey,
just like ours.
And we do realize that most people take the communications classes because they hated math in high school. That's why.
Journalism degree. Thank you very much. Not just a straight communications. Journalism.
That explains a lot.
I done be trained to words good.
Nice. You is good. And on top of that, you're great at no source reporting. I think you're excellent at that.
Sources?
Don't you think that Jameis could play his way out of here financially? Well, so that's the only.
So then you go back to this notion that you might want to trade him by the fifth.
So here's the other question that comes with this.
And I don't want to.
So let's
I'm a Jameis fan.
Let's operate in the world where you're going to bring Jameis Winston back for, you throw out 20 mil for the sake of just easy math. Let's say 20 mil.
Well, wait a second. If you have 20 mil, can I borrow some money, man?
Honestly, for a quarterback
against the cap, no.
For a quarterback, this in this day and age. Let's just say he produces like he did in the last game more often than he doesn't. That's 20 mil easy.
Okay, so
can easy. They pay it? They
easy.
Have it?
Again, let's say this happens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Going into next season, you bring Jameis Winston back for $20 million. The cap number is $72 million for Deshaun Watson. So you would owe $92 million to quarterbacks.
I'm not saying you've benched or that you've gotten rid of Deshaun, right? Because if you do, then it's worse.
Now, could you do it?
Hey, hang on. Can you backtrack on this? So when we talk about this all the time, where you know they turn Deshaun's salary into
You yank the lever, you turn it into the signing bonus, you turn it into a cap penalty down the road.
So what does that do then to the $92 million? You're still paying $92 million if you give him $20 million, right?
Correct. So like in the overall, like to do this cap gymnastics, that 92 wouldn't hit the cap. I don't know what the number is that it would. I'm not a math major. Again, I was trained to words and I don't even do that well.
That's true.
So you would turn that into something. I'm just saying, like, if I were to come up to you, Andy, as a business owner, and I was going to say to you, at one position of your business, you're going to be paying one guy $72 million, actually technically $46 million, but that's beside the point.
Right.
You're going to pay one guy, and then you're going to bring somebody else in and pay him $20 million to do his exact job. What would you say if you were a business owner?
I'd probably go talk to my accountant and see how much of it I could write off as a business loss.
That's the problem. Yeah. There is no business loss in the NFL.
Yeah,
they don't allow it.
Yeah, the salary cap doesn't have a tax write-off. So that's the other side of this.
More punitive than the IRS.
You would have to walk up to Jimmy Haslam and go, Jimmy, how are you? Good to see you. How you feeling today? Hey, sit down. I got something I got to tell you. You know how we're giving $46 million to this guy? Well, we're going to pay someone else $20 million to do his exact job.
Yeah, see, that's...
Yeah.
Well, what are we doing now?
The answer here is...
paying him $8 million, which is a little more tolerable.
The answer here is DTR plays like Jameis did.
That's your winner.
That's the answer here.
Can he?
Not if he doesn't play.
I don't know.
After what Jameis did the other day, are you taking him out? Nope. Kevin Stefanski isn't either.
So Aditi said something else this morning that it kind of aggravated me. Okay.
Oh, good.
Because this, like DTR, I defended him last year for him getting thrown into the fire against Baltimore here at home, right? She was like, you know, he had no idea he was going to start against Cincinnati. And now I'm like, he's been in the league for a year. He's got to understand that there is a chance he could play in any game. He was the backup quarterback. And I'm like, I don't want to hear it. That's an excuse now. If you're a backup quarterback, you better be ready to go. You're ready.
Yeah,
you better be. And when she said that this morning, my stomach kind of turned. She was like, and he didn't have any notice that he was going to be playing against Cincinnati. Well, guess what? He was the backup. I think these guys, when they go to the stadium and you're a backup, what's the line? You're one play away. You're always one play away.
You prepare all week like you're going to play and start.
Yeah, I mean, you may not get the reps in practice, but mentally you've got to play in practice like the next play is yours. Like, you know, what if a superstar gets hurt? You better be ready to go in. If you're a practice player, you better be ready to take the next step up, because that's why you're there. You're there to be one play away. And when she said that, well, you know, he, you know, they threw him in against Cincinnati, and, you know, he didn't even have a chance. He didn't even know. Who cares? Your job is to be one play away. Like, now it's an excuse. Baltimore was a little different. He was a rookie. You know, it was like a last-second thing. But still, he had to have in the back of his mind, hey, there's a chance I could play today. Every time they walk in that stadium, when you're a backup, you better believe and you better be ready to play, because you never know what's going to happen. And to me, that was just one of those moments I was like, that's just an excuse. DTR's got to be ready to go. He's got to be ready to go this week. He's the backup, we're assuming. All right.
Can I be the biggest jerk of jerks right now?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah,
Remember all of those things that you came out and said with people with DeJuan Jones, and they were coming up to you and go, well, you know, that one really wasn't his fault, and, you know, he really wasn't ready, and he looked good in that one. You're doing the exact opposite of that, and Aditi's doing the same thing with DTR, because path out of the Deshaun Watson hole is DTR.
Absolutely.
That's the clearest.
Ready.
He's here. B, he's cheap.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, be ready then. So I don't want to hear.
He learned a lesson.
But I don't want to hear he's not ready to play. And the thing we were doing with,
don't get mad at her. She's just doing a job.
No, I know. The thing about Deshaun, I'm not mad at her. But you're also asking Deshaun, because we're sitting around juggling what side of the line he should play.
Yeah, but Andy, could Jameis be your guy? Think about that.
All right, let's think about that.
Could he be the guy?